Several concepts have been coined from the Bible to explain the messiahship of Yeshua. Two of these are Messiah, the son of Joseph, and Messiah, the son of David. While both titles refer to the same person, each has a distinct meaning and implication. Messiah, the son of Joseph, speaks more of Yeshua as a suffering Messiah. Joseph, in this context, is Jacob's dear son, who was sold into slavery by his brothers, but later became Pharaoh's right-hand man in Egypt. Ancient rabbis saw similarities between Joseph's suffering before he rose to prominence and the prophetic declarations about the Messiah's sufferings in the Old Testament. On the other hand, Messiah, the son of David, refers to a futuristic Messiah coming to reign as king. Both are great titles as they show us a beautiful picture of God's redemption plan for humanity. However, our focus in this study will primarily be on Messiah, the son of Joseph. We will examine what this concept means and afterward draw a few lessons from our findings. So what does the Bible say about the concept of Messiah, the son of Joseph? Let's find out. Messiah, the son of Joseph, in the Old Testament. The prophets foretold of two messiahs. One is the suffering Messiah, Messiah ben Joseph, in Messiah, the son of Joseph, who would take away the world's sins by his perfect sacrifice. The second is the reigning Messiah, Messiah ben David, Messiah, the son of David. Judaism has been waiting for one man to fulfill the two roles of the Messiah simultaneously at one arrival, which explains the concern behind the disciples' question in Acts 1:6. Christianity, however, correctly understands the Messiah as one man fulfilling two roles at two different arrivals in time, one past and one to come. Yeshua said that he must suffer, Luke 9:22. Of course, this was not because a power stronger than Yeshua compelled him. Not at all. Instead, it was an act of submission to the Father's divine plan to save humanity. After man's fall in Genesis 3, God communicated his plans to redeem man through the Messiah. We have quite a few of these messianic prophecies from Genesis to Malachi. However, one recurrent theme in most of these prophetic utterances is that the Messiah would suffer shame and rejection. Briefly, let's look at some of these prophecies about the Messiah's sufferings and see how they relate to the title, Messiah, the son of Joseph. 1. He would be despised and rejected. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Isaiah 53:3. Here the prophet Isaiah predicted that men would reject the Messiah. In my opinion, no messianic prophecy was more strikingly fulfilled than this. From the start of Yeshua's ministry up till his crucifixion and resurrection, he suffered rejection. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Romans treated him as an object of contempt. Luke 4:28-29 is a perfect example of such. In this passage, they threw him out of the temple and the city. This is pretty similar to Joseph's ordeals with his brothers. Out of utter hatred, Joseph's brother also rejected and sold him into slavery, Genesis 37:2-36. 2. His blood would be spilled for atonement. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17:11. Here's another Bible verse about Yeshua as Messiah, the son of Joseph. Although the context is about using the blood of an animal to atone for the sins of the people, it is a shadow of the atonement and redemption Yeshua paid through his crucifixion and glorious resurrection. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26:28. 3. His hands and feet would be pierced. Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. Psalm 22:16. Talking about Yeshua as the suffering servant, Messiah, the son of Joseph. The prophecy in the passage above is one that we cannot ignore. And we see this come to pass in the life and crucifixion of Yeshua, John 19:36 37. Among others, the three prophecies above present the Messiah as a suffering servant, one who would be rejected, pierced in his hands and feet, and killed. At the appointed time, Yeshua came and fulfilled all these prophecies. Like Joseph, whom his brothers rejected, Yeshua was also rejected by his own. John 1:11 says, "He came to his own, and his own received him not." The Creator of all things suffered and was ill-treated by mankind, his creation. While he hung on the cross, men handled him like a criminal, mocked him, and even spat on him. Just like Joseph's brothers couldn't recognize him in Genesis 42:8, Israel despised Yeshua as their Messiah. Without committing an offense, Yeshua was convicted and nailed to the cross. The Son of God became a suffering servant, our Messiah, the son of Joseph. Only love could have borne such intensity of humiliation and agony. He did all for our salvation. What depth of love! Messiah, the son of Joseph, and his matchless love. Contrary to popular opinion, Yeshua was not a human sacrifice. Even the Torah prohibits human sacrifice. Instead, Yeshua willingly laid down his life as an act of love. Yeshua said to his disciples, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." John 15:13. When we were at our worst, Yeshua gave us his best, his life. He voluntarily stripped himself of his glory and rights as God. He became a man and suffered on our behalf to bring us redemption. As a type of the Messiah, Joseph did the same for his family, his brothers and their father Israel. Instead of repaying his brothers for their evil, Joseph reconciled with them. He kissed them all, relocated them to Egypt, and cared for them through the famine. Genesis 45:2-15. That's just like Yeshua, our Redeemer. Romans 5:8 says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Yeshua gave up his life so we could live. His sacrifice on Calvary was his decision. God didn't take his life from him forcefully. He chose to give it. "I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame in spitting." Isaiah 56. You would agree that this concept of Messiah, the son of Joseph, lays plain God's matchless love for us. The Messiah, the son of Joseph, the results of his sufferings. The sufferings of Yeshua as Messiah, the son of Joseph, birthed many glorious results, much more than we can exhaust in this blog. But the most important, in my opinion, is that by dying and rising from the dead, Yeshua cleansed our lives of sin and gave us eternal life. No material possession compares to this. As believers in his sufferings for us as our Messiah, we have received a brand new life, a victorious life over sin and the devil. We have moved from death to life, John 5:24. All these we have free of charge because Yeshua suffered in our place. This is why we call him Messiah, the son of Joseph. Wrap up. Messiah, the son of Joseph, is more than a title. It portrays the extent of God's love for us. While we were sinners, Yeshua gave us his best, his life. As prophesied, he was rejected, despised, and killed. Like Yeshua, Joseph was also rejected and mistreated by his brothers. After God exalted him in Egypt, Joseph could have repaid his brothers' evil deeds against him in many ways, but he didn't. Instead, he reconciled with them and let the past remain past. Yeshua did the same thing when he redeemed us. He was without sin, but he freely took our sins and justified us. What a Savior we have in Yeshua, our Messiah, the son of Joseph.